Dre, I hope you hear like how they're doing, how thing one and thing two are doing me right now. Like it's just, it's every week I'm under attack, but it's fine.
Question, every week, bro.
My thing one or thing two?
You're absolutely thing. Come on. You're two.
Damn, that's one. Okay.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Make me feel welcome, damn it. Why can't I be thing one?
So that's a dreadful. What are we? Josh, take it away from us.
Wow.
Another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, aka Slim Balor, aka Baby Giannis, aka Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I'm here with my co-host, as always, first, Jesse Pink.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Aka Dolomite P, aka Baby Samoa Joe, aka Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next is Kobe Price.
Merry Christmas.
Aka the homie Kobe, aka Mr. The Price is Right, aka Kobe. And last but certainly not least, well, maybe least, actually, Derek Small.
You know what, guys? That's how we're doing. It's supposed to be a time of love, cheer, and that's how we do it.
A.K.A. D. Smalls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr., A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to Dre for everything behind the scenes and for the intro music. We appreciate you, sir. Derek, you know I love you. It's just, I'm just messing with you. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Festive, yeah, cheerful.
Hey yo, you know I'm feeling fly right now with the double hoodie on because you know what day it is. Yo, it's Christmas. I say Christmas, but I know for some of y'all don't celebrate that pagan ass holiday. So happy holidays to y'all.
Are you Mike Tyson right now?
He's
Tyson.
West Saigon.
West Saigon.
Fair enough. There wasn't enough of a lisp to be Mike Tyson. For anyone who can't see, Jesse's got this, like, out the ghetto, Little Red Riding Hood.
Out the ghetto. He said out the ghetto.
Hey, yo, the yes. Fly pill, the double
he's got the red durag on, and then on top of that, like, a forest green durag on. So it's very much giving off Christmas vibes.
Hey, truly. Besides Josh's... sweater is the most festive part of this entire
right. Like I thought we're doing a Christmas episode. I thought like apparently y'all didn't get the memo to like be festive. Like
HR forgot.
No. Those niggas didn't get the memo.
I did.
You're right.
HR forgot to send me the email.
We had to send out the email for this. We're doing a Christmas episode, and you didn't think to put on nothing Christmas related.
Nigga, we was in a meeting, and I said this. What are you talking about?
Wow.
I don't remember that. But okay.
Wow. All right. Wow. Anyways, like we said, this is a Christmas episode. So you're listening to this hopefully on the day it releases, Christmas Eve, but if not, we understand. Merry Christmas to all that celebrate. Happy holidays. And we thank you for tuning in to us this week, as always.
And to my black people, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa, my brothers and sisters. Never forget.
Actually, at this time, it is past December 21st, so I hope that all of our mutant powers have activated. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you clearly aren't on Twitter, so just skip past this. But for those that know, you know. So I hope that you get the
level has increased. But I woke up and felt the same, so I don't know.
It's not even December 21st yet. Yes. Anyways, gentlemen, what we have first on the docket for today's episode?
Man, we're going to kick it off. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes, you know, I can be right after Thanksgiving ends, after your third, fourth, hopefully maybe fifth day. I hope not. But if you do it like that, then that's your choice. After those Thanksgiving leftovers, we always know what happens. First thing that hits, Mariah Carey on the radio, nonstop every single day. And personally, I don't hate it, but it does get a little bit of overkill. So I need to like listen to different kind of music around this time of year. So I think that's the best place to start, because that's always the first thing that reminds you, like, oh yeah, Christmas coming up. Christmas is in a month. That same damn Mariah Carey song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
And she she more reliable than PG Shot. If I'm not listening to that, that beautiful Mariah Carey song, you know, I gotta go a little bit classic and go with James Brown. You know, Santa Claus,
really?
Right to the ghetto. Yeah, because like that holds a lot of memories for me, and that, because you know, older folks be listening to it. So like my granny, and like some of my steakheads, older steak elders in our family, they will always play that and dance to it all the time. So I remember waking up the day after Christmas, we make banana pudding, wink, or we make sweet potato pie, and that will always be blasting. We'll be dancing and listening to that. So that song, I always like that. James Brown, Santa Claus. I always love that song.
Derek, you can't roll your eyes at anything food related. You are banned from having any type of food opinion.
I wouldn't know if I'm banned necessarily, but
I said what I said.
Whatever. Whatever. No, for me, I'm definitely gonna have to go with that Donny Hathaway classic, you know, This Christmas.
Okay, good. Whew.
See, I don't have
for all of you.
What's up with this thinking I have bad opinions? I don't have bad opinions.
You be real iffy sometimes. You be real iffy sometimes.
For those who don't know the demographic that Derek represents more of our, how can I say this? The alternative blacks. So we try to respect the opinion of the alternative blacks. So, you know.
I swear one day I'm going to
make it. Remember you once looked me in the face and said that Apple Jacks were better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay. I was capping. I was. But I told you I had to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch again for the first time, and I don't know how long for me to come to that realization. You know what I'm saying? I hadn't had them since I was younger.
How does every episode turn into an attack on Derek's taste buds? Like every that says a lot.
Because it's so blasphemous. I can't ever let it go.
We out here talking about Christmas joyfulness, just Christmas music. We out here just attacking Derek for his food taste. Guys, we need to relax. Derek, you need to change something, because if we had to talk about you this much and your food, there's something wrong. But we need to, you know, respect.
I will give him credit that he has good taste in liking the Donny Hathaway version better than the Chris Brown version, because there are people that like the Chris Brown version more, and they are wrong. All of you are wrong.
For the people that love the Chris Brown version, it's still the women that like that watch This Christmas in theaters and like saw Chris Brown sing. That's all. They're like, why is Baby going on stage? Baby can't sing. It's like, oh wow, yeah, Chris Brown cannot sing this part. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's when he was still wholesome and we all liked him.
I think that's like literally two.
That's years. Literally the last time he
that
was.
That's literally like a year before we went pew.
Yeah, nah, the Donny Hathaway one is just a classic, man. You know, it's been featured in so many movies. You know, when you hear it, you just know it's Christmas. Like my mom always used to say that. She was like, you hear, you know, that song playing, you know you're in the holiday season. So, you know, I definitely, that's my song for sure. It's always playing, you know, when we're getting stuff together that day, you know, like all the different meals and stuff. So, you know, that's got to be my favorite for sure.
Does a tear start like dripping down your eyes when you hear that song come on?
I don't know about no tears. My family might have some tears because, you know, I'll be trying to sing it. You know, they might be crying from that. But, you know, other than that.
Give us a little rendition right now. Give us a little rendition.
Let's not do that to
Drew. Nah.
Let that be the outro music for today.
No, no. Kobe, we want people to come back to the podcast, all right? No, like.
Think about here. This Christmas.
Fire side is.
Hey! That's enough out of you.
Boy, that sounded more like 19, like 20s to 50s than anything.
He sound like the Chocolate Rain, nigga. Like,
this Christmas.
He sound like they're gonna say Chocolate Rain.
Oh my gosh. What about you, Josh? What's a song that when like it just comes on, you're like, oh, Christmas is about to happen, or Christmas is here, it's Christmas time. Forget those leftovers.
So I think I have two songs that do it for me. What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas by Anthony Hamilton. Cause it's like it's so upbeat, but it's also so sad. He's like legitimately pondering. Like, what do the lonely people do at Christmas? It's like, damn, this is not like, this is festive, but it ain't. But I think my favorite is Luther Vandross's version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Like, it's just so smooth. Like, I feel like I need to have like a fire going in the background. I need to have like a giant mug of hot cocoa and a marshmallow in it. Just be sitting by the fire like, ah, it is Christmas.
I will say this. So that's interesting that you picked the Anthony Hamilton one. Again, this will really show the type of family I grew up with. I like the original What Do the Lonely Do on Christmas by The Emotions. I love that one so because you really hear it.
I have never heard that one.
Shorty was like, what do the lonely do at Christmas?
Also, since we're talking about old music, I don't mean to cut you off. Can we stop being fake mad at like 15-year-olds for not knowing stuff from like the 1990s? Can we please like stop
this? I think that's more of a egregious or notorious point for like rappers. Like if you say like who's your favorite rapper all time and like you don't put like Big or Pac in there. Bro, I've never heard somebody like get upset because a nigga didn't know who James Brown was at 15.
I'm talking about like it, well, like they'll ask like Lonzo Ball, like who's your favorite rapper, and he's like, yeah, you know, I grew up on Wayne, or like, you know, I like Thug, and they're like, oh yeah, have you listened to Nas? Like Nas, like when the fuck would like Lonzo Ball have like naturally come across like Nas?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but or, like
those,
I said,
or they'll show like those like TikToks of like.
I was just about to say. The ones where they be going to a certain side, or like they don't know the song.
Yeah,
like, yeah, and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we stop getting fake mad about that? Like, really? Like, honestly?
Although, some of those songs, you don't think they'd ever come across some of those songs, bro? Like, ever? Like,
there. If I had it, okay, put it to you like this. If I had a kid right now, like, right, like, today, that yeah. kid by, like, isn't good. Is he? They wouldn't be 10 until 2030, to the end of 2030. So that's 10 years before they even like, you don't really even start to like cognitively make your own music choices until around like somewhere around there, like right?
10, 12, yeah.
Right, somewhere around there. They're going to be listening to like the streaming stuff that comes across now and not necessarily the stuff even in like the mid 2000s, even the stuff that was coming out in like 2010s. Like right. They wouldn't naturally come across it because every kid has a phone and an iPhone or an iPhone and like music catalog that they can like cultivate themselves. So when like no one like you and me like we grew up in a time where like kids listened to the radio with their parents as they were driving and stuff like that, or their parents put in a CD, or like you have to listen to this because there's like not a whole bunch of other options to do, right? Like kids today don't have that. Like they can just pop in headphones and listen to like NBA Youngboy 20 times.
Oh god, right. Don't get me started.
They could, but it's also like
I hate that. Oh, I hate him. Oh, he's so terrible. I hate him.
We're like the 90s was like closer for us. It's not like people gotta understand the
but like, we also had parents that like specifically put that on.
We had parents that specifically put that, but it's also like especially for that early 2000 period for hip hop and rap, because I think that's where most of the conversation of this goes towards. Like kids not really knowing classic hip hop rappers, hip hop artists and rappers from the golden era, the 90s. It's because, especially in that 2000 era, a lot of that music was inspired by 90s. And we grew up, like you said, we grew up in the 90s. We grew up like, well, we didn't grow up in the 90s. We grew up in the late 90s, but we lived in the early 2000s. But we were able to make that bridge and that connection. The more we get older and the more we have kids, that's literally making a giant difference. And so this and the music and stuff shifted. And so it gets to a point where like the kids of today, or even like people of our generation, they might have heard Juicy, but that doesn't mean Big is their favorite artist. You know, it doesn't mean that. Again, they might have heard more of Duffel Bag Boy, I Feel Like Dying, What's a Goon to a Goblin. They might have heard that more as opposed to that. But I've never seen that for Christmas though. Like I've never seen niggas get upset to be like, you know who the fuck the Emotions is, nigga? I've never seen that.
I was just talking in general because it made me think of that.
Like, I know. It's like, you don't know who Smokey Robinson? All right, well, it's going to get smoky in here. Like, no one's ever did that. You know? But just to clear up all the smoke from all this, yeah, the Emotions. What did it only do from Christmas? Yeah, I really do like that. I especially sung that every year when my father wasn't around. But anyway, Kobe.
Nah, I can't. Why would you say anyway, Kobe? What am I gonna say after this? What can I possibly say after what you just said that's gonna be like valid? Like, what can I say is gonna be valid? Like, yeah, transitioning to my music, my Christmas music.
We talk about how Jesse just be sliding wild comments in there, bro. Like, you just put it, like,
not I can just see an 8-year-old Jesse, like, sitting by, like, the door and being like, what the Lord?
Eating a pie and shit.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. That's going on the social media for sure.
To all the fatherless souls out there, have a happy, happy holiday.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I like the Anthony Hamilton version of that song. I also like the Luther Vandross version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But the Sam Smith version is pretty good, too. Kobe, what about you? What do you like to listen to at Christmas?
Y'all niggas stop crying. That Kobe speak. Damn. So what? I ain't grow up without Father for Christmas, okay? It happened. It happens to the best of us, okay? Damn.
I'm so sorry, Kobe.
Like I said, anything I say from this point on, it's just going to be like, damn. It don't really matter at this point. I was good. Oh,
God. Cause nothing even matters. Oh, they always play that song like after What Do the Lonely Do. Like, I never understood that.
So is it safe to say that you didn't see Mommy kissing Santa in class?
Oh, hey, oh my God.
It was Santa, but it wasn't Pops, bro. It was somebody else. You know,
Jesse sitting there, is that my new daddy?
every
go to bed, little nigga.
every year. What'd you give me, nigga? Nothing. I think that's why I hate George Foreman Grill so much. No.
Wait, what? What?
On a more real note, I did want what Josh was saying before Jesse'd. I did want to say shout out to those who unfortunately do have to spend this Christmas or this holiday season without loved ones by their side because of this pandemic, or generally, but especially because of this pandemic and not being able to travel, not being able to be around loved ones, family, etc. Just wanted to give a shout out to those people because this is going to be a difficult holiday season. And what Josh was saying about what do the lonely do for Christmas made me think about that. And just want to give love to those who can't be around others who love them or be around people during this time because it's tough.
Great PR save. Great PR save.
That was depressing as fuck.
Well, so is what do the lonely do for Christmas? Like,
it depends because, like, it might – that's a – shit, I can see me and Jill Scott dancing to that. Ironically, like being together though. I'm a Jill Scott stan. People didn't really notice that.
I was as for my, I probably came off a little too hard on Mariah Carey though. Mariah Carey though at the top. I don't hate her song. I don't even. I actually like Mariah Carey. I don't hate that song. I just think it gets overplayed. That's all it is. But it's not in my rotation. I'm not gonna lie because I'm gonna hear it on TV 50-11 times.
You think Mariah Carey don't know that, nigga? You think she know don't get nigga? She played that shit at the top of November before yeah. Thanksgiving.
Without she, fail.
She don't do, bro. She don't work nearly all the other 12 months. But she get to the first two, she like, how am I gonna make my money today? All I want for Christmas, and it's over with.
No, but if I'm not putting, if I'm not trying to hear Mariah Carey's Christmas music, I'm probably listening to, just looked it up, Sleigh Ride by TLC. Every time I hear that song, I get to just going. I'm be like, all right, here we go. A little uplifting, but also a little just get a little into it. And then Let It Snow.
Which version, G?
Boyz II Men.
Okay. Hey, that's the one where like you put the kids to bed.
Wait, what other version would I be listening to?
Didn't the Temptations do it too? It was somebody else that.
Yeah.
No, I'll be listening.
Honestly, that's the only one I know too. Is the Boyz
II Men. I think the Temptations did it this Christmas. I believe so.
I didn't even know there were two versions.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. The Temptations did a different version of this Christmas. I remember that because they played that shit in the intro of Friday 3. That's
Yeah. Right. What's the worst Christmas song to you guys?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yes. Yes. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's so creepy.
I understand what people are saying. I mean, yes, it was a different time, but just because it was a different time, that doesn't mean it was appropriate back then. I mean, niggas was doing slavery back then, and it was
Kelly, did you just listen to it?
I thought I knew the song you were talking about. I just want to make sure. It is kind of...
Yeah.
That's bad.
Right.
Maybe, you know who... this is a side note. You know who's the real hero of Christmas?
Who?
Michael Bublé.
How?
Man, he become every single year.
He does come out like Mariah Carey. It's
he
just
comes out
like
Mariah Carey, but you
know, you're right. Yeah,
but you got that soulful. He's that soulful white guy. He'd be like, "All right, Michael, like I don't hate you. I ain't mad at you for this."
Him and Jack Harlow gonna do a song together. Watch, it's gonna be the year. Him and Jack Harlow gonna do it. Him, Jack Harlow, and Kenny G, they gonna do it. I don't know how.
He be fucking up some submissions.
But they gonna do it.
He did Silver Bells, and I was like, this is jazzy as hell. What the fuck? No. Oh, man.
I can't even think like of a bad Christmas song outside of that. Like one I just like, oh, every time I hear him, I'm just like, oh, I get this off the radio or get this off my phone. I mean, maybe it's called us.
Yeah, every artist does not fuck up during Christmas. Like there are even some new R&B. Some new R&B acts are doing like, you know, Christmas renditions, and they're not even bad. I mean, it's just like, it's, I don't know. I think it's a musical rule of thumb to be like, do not fuck up Christmas.
I mean, the second disc of Merry Christmas from Lil Mama was kind of,
We don't talk about that second disc. We don't talk about that second disc.
But first disc is Flames, but yeah.
Definitely. You know, even the rap songs, like there's two Gucci Mane like Christmas songs I love. Mm-hmm.
East Atlanta Santa,
and then it was the other one that the recent one that dropped last year on my birthday. Ayo, it was like it's the first intro, Jingle Bells. You know, I enjoyed the shit out of that. But if I'm not listening to music, you know, I already know I gotta like look at my movies for Christmas. So, you know.
What's your favorite movie then?
Shit, I kind of said it. Friday 3. That's like Loki.
Friday 3.
That's my favorite movie, bro. They literally found that crackhead Santa Claus after he was.
Is it because it's Friday, or do you genuinely think it's a good movie?
It's because it's Friday. It's not because like I think the plot and the cinematography is no. It's because like they literally found this crackhead Santa Claus stealing everybody's stuff, and they literally like took down his tree and beat his ass because he was still everybody's stuff. It was a good like comedy movie for me. I could just play on and everybody just like can sit down and laugh, have fun with. That's why it's one of my favorite movies to watch and enjoy.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I was trying to see how big of a Friday stand you were.
No, on the technical standpoint, it's Home Alone. On a technical standpoint, for me.
Actually, unpopular opinion. I think the second Home Alone is better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I can understand why. I can understand
it. Yeah, because, like, I mean, it's essentially the same movie, but he's just not in his, like, he's not in his comfort zone. And, like, there is, like, a point of, like, there's a point of, I don't want to say reckoning, but, like, he, like, comes to, like, I don't even say enlightenment, but there's a lesson along the way that he learns that, like, he does put a lot of strain on his family. Like, what did you just say in this chat?
So this is just in from the It's Just Jokes News Network. Hi, I'm Groovy Grizzly. We just found out that alternative black star Derek Smalls has never seen Home Alone 1, 2, or 3. Derek, you care to comment on this?
Wow.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, guys, I'm gonna be honest. I never really heard of it. You know, it's out there. Just never really felt the need to watch it. For real, for real.
Let me come to Derek's defense. I'm coming in.
I'm asking this from a genuine place. Is it really like that? Because, like, I've just never felt the need to watch that. I've never felt the need to.
Absolutely.
It puts Rube Bird Gold Machines at the pinnacle of comedy.
It's undoubtedly a top five Christmas. Both, you can make a strong argument 1 and 2 are top five Christmas movies.
Right. And if you really want to split hairs too.
Because, like, aren't all three of them are on Disney Plus, right? Yeah.
I mean, the third one you don't really need to watch. They replaced Macaulay Culkin in it, so.
Oh, well.
1 and 2 is just
this holiday season. I'll check out 1 and 2 then. Just for you.
He's not gonna do it.
Let me come into Derek's defense. My girl got me into Home Alone. We watched it a couple times. I don't know if I saw it before her and I watched it together.
Y'all been together 27 years.
So yeah, that don't matter. Kobe, you're married. That don't like, count. That doesn't count. Kobe, count, you're nigga. Married. Like, you're
but you've married. Seen it, though. You've right. seen it.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm thinking, matter of fact, it was like the end of 2. We just saw the end of 2 together. I don't even think I've seen all of 2. I know I've seen all of 1. But I don't even think I've seen all of 2. I most definitely have not seen 3.
Kobe.
You don't need to see 3.
Kobe, you're the lone married man on this podcast, bro. So, yeah, of course, you have a family to watch a family movie with to be reconnected to that, you know? Have connected to that. I don't really think that's the same for Derek, you know? Not to say Derek doesn't have a family, but...
He said Derek be singing What Did the Lonely Do at Christmas?
What's to you, bro? Hey, what's to you? He's talking about Derek might have a family? I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm just going to lie.
I mean, to be fair, we've never seen you and your mom and you and or you and your dad or you. Yeah, and bro, your brother.
You looking more you like know? Me these days, bro.
We've just heard about it.
I'm sorry, y'all. Heard you have a brother. Look.
I'm just gonna lie and say I'm off the eggnog. I'm just gonna lie and say I'm off the eggnog, y'all. I'm just gonna lie and say that.
Oh my god. Maybe not say,
but yeah, that's the difference, Kobe. Somewhere down that line, it logically makes sense. That's the difference. Also, Derek, how do you not watch that movie? And it's literally a popular movie. Like, you can literally turn that shit on Hallmark. It's literally on the 25 days, like, Christmas, okay, like, okay. List.
Yeah, so if that's not your... If you're not a Home Alone guy, what is your favorite Christmas movie then?
Maybe not even your favorite. What's the movie that you go to, like, the day before Christmas? You're like, I gotta watch this.
This nigga gonna stumble and say Die Hard.
All right. No, I was about to say y'all are gonna probably not like me for this next opinion either. Even leading up to Christmas and or like on Christmas, I don't be watching Christmas movies for real, for real.
All right, this nigga Scrooge. All right.
No, listen. But when I was younger, I did enjoy that Charlie Brown special. You know, the special they throw on at Christmas. That was tight. You know what I'm saying? You know, they. You know
that was gonna be mine.
Oh, you didn't watch Elf. You ain't watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
I've seen Elf. Elf is hilarious. I've seen Elf. Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, I mean,
a claymation joint.
It's just not like a constant thing. Like every year, like I'm not like, oh, I gotta watch like these movies. Like I've seen like,
you didn't fuck with the Heatamizer?
The who?
The what?
For all the older demographics, pops, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's there's an old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cartoon that has that. That had Jack Frost and Heatamizer. Like if y'all like search it up, it's like when our parents were.
You about to turn around and talk about that you watched like It's a Wonderful Life or something for Christmas?
I did. I'm just gonna let you know. Hey, I got an old family. I got an old family, bro.
I mean, I've seen like all the classics like when I was younger, but like since then, I ain't really been like. I'm usually watching sports on Christmas for real, or like just like sports and stuff. Like I'm not really checking for like movies, but if I had to like pick one, it would be like the Charlie Brown special for sure. If I had to pick one, but
no, I feel that's the alternative.
That's the alternative black for you.
No, I'm coming to your defense, Derek.
That just sounds sad.
Charlie Brown Christmas is great, man.
No. Not Charlie Brown Christmas is fine. Whatever. It's not. It's everything leading up to that. You're just like, yeah, no, I don't.
I be trying to watch the NBA games, bro. Who care about a Christmas movie? I'm
trying to watch. That nigga trying to watch college games. Shut up.
That nigga NBA, be like, bah, I'm done and won.
Hey, since we're on the topic, can we just get like, Literally just two minutes. I'm going to time this. Derek, how's this college basketball season making you feel right now? Because I know you're a big college basketball guy. I'm not even trying to be like interrogate you or like start nothing. I'm honestly curious.
Can I go on my 2-minute rant? Oh.
Yeah, you got a minute and 45 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm capping. No, it's honestly made me mad as fuck. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm disgusted. Mike Krzyzewski, is how you pronounce it? Yeah, Coach K. If you're listening to this, I don't know. What is up with this team? We suck. The Duke Blue Devils suck. They're terrible. Kentucky's not even hooping this year. Like, and I'm not even a UK fan. They suck. Everybody just sucks. This is terrible. Like,
man, it's almost
this is terrible.
Too bad that nobody could have seen this coming. You know, no one could have foreshadowed a terrible college basketball season in a year where there's no atmosphere at any of these games and nothing for these kids to like feed off of to, you know, help hide their talents. Man.
Granted, there's some good ball still out there. Like you have Gonzaga, you got Baylor, you know, all those teams. But it's just a weird year because the teams that you expect to be at the top aren't there. So it's been weird. For me specifically, it's been terrible because my team sucks. So it's been terrible. But yeah.
To add one last thing out, I remember when we were talking about it at one point, we mentioned that there's going to be a whole lot of like managers suiting up because guys couldn't play. But now they're just saying the game's just off. Like, we just not even playing.
Yeah, no, you called it. You called it when you said there would be a whole bunch of canceled games. You called it. It's been a canceled game every day. Every day that there's been college basketball, some game has gotten canceled. So.
It's almost like they shouldn't be playing basketball during a pandemic. Almost.
Wow, really? Maybe they should spend less time shooting and more time trying to reconnect with their fathers on Christmas.
And cut. Back to Christmas. we're not doing this again. We're going to fly over that comment. We're just going to fly over. I'm almost like Derek. I wasn't the biggest, like, oh, let's all sit around and watch this Christmas movie, but naturally, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Charlie Brown. For some reason, like, I got closer to the animated ones. Maybe it's because I watched
them. Yeah, that's
true. Shout out to all my emo heads for The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Shout out to you. So,
no,
that's
right. Yeah, no, that's the animated. I mean, the animated joints are cool. I like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation joint. Like, that's a classic.
Did y'all hear what Jack Harlow said about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Like the special.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
What that man say? What that man say, Derek? So. Provide us context. What did that man say?
Nah, you know what he's saying. I ain't gonna get wild on here, but nah.
What did he say? You know what did he say? What's popping?
Bro, he said that.
Boo! You suck.
Bro, wait, nah. I, I'm I genuinely have no clue what's going on.
Bro said, told Jack Harlow, that rapper, he said the female reindeer in that special used to like get him hard when he was little. I was like, what?
This is why we can't let them come into our lane with music. Like, as soon as they get into our lane, they start like acting up. As soon as they get a whiff, just a whiff. He hasn't been the same since he outed Lou Will at the strip club. Hasn't been the same since. Hate to say it.
He said, man, this pussy talk reindeer, Christmas, and all.
Just on one today, huh? This is
it's the Nog, blaming on the Nog.
No, it's the return of Friday Night Jesse, nigga. Like,
blaming on the Nog, bro.
You nigga said blame it on the alcohol. Fuck out of here.
Sign up. Like, do y'all fuck with eggnog at all? Yes, no?
No, not really.
It's an acquired taste. Like, it's something that you have to grow to like. Like, I remember at the gate, remember when I first had it, I was like, what is this?
I feel like maybe when I'm like 35, 40 years old, I'll appreciate it more. But
so 2 years from now, because you're married, you secret of kids.
Do you spike your eggnog, Jesse?
I think you know.
What type of question is that?
I was more so asking what he spikes it with. I'm guessing it's a former crown, but
yeah, it's a vanilla crown. Sometimes
that's what I was thinking. I just had to be sure.
Sometimes like I take Hennessy and like reduce it. And like put a little bit of honey and a little bit of cinnamon in it, reduce it, and then put it together with the eggnog.
It's the same,
have a more like thick, syrupy taste to it.
This the same man that walked up into that liquor store on homecoming and bought 3 bottles of Crown Royal.
First of all, I found the Holy Trinity. I was on a mission that day. All right, I wanted to get drunk. I told y'all I wanted to do that, and we did that.
You did that.
Well, because you had other obligations. Fair. Everybody on this side of the Zoom, we got drunk. Fair, Derek. Fair.
Facts. Oh, man. So, as we're winding down, what are some of y'all's favorite, like, Christmas memories? Since, you know, Christmas isn't a big deal to you, Derek.
Let's rewind. All right. Whoa. Nah, mine is as corny as it sounds, for real, for real. It's just having that time, you know, to be around like my parents and my brother. See, I could be wholesome.
That supposedly exists.
My fake family
that we've never seen.
You know what? You know, if you have a family, Derek, call one of them out right now.
Like, put them on the
you
phone.
You can't. You don't have one. It's the point.
Wow. All right. No, but just being around family, because especially during like the times when I was in college, you know, being 6 hours away, you know, definitely it was good to be able to go back home for like an extended time and just hang out. You know, I mentioned like watching like NBA games on Christmas. Like, that's always like a fun thing for me. You know, just me, my dad, and my little brother just sitting around, you know, talking mess, watching games. So, you know, just stuff like that. That's the biggest thing for me, is just family time.
And on that note, what about you, Cole, since you have a family?
Oh, man. I was going to say something similar for me. Christmas is the one time a year where, like, I get to see all the family, right? Like, I get to see cousins I don't get to see too often. I get to see uncles, aunts, grandparents. I get to see pretty much everybody. So just being able to reconnect with people has always been good. It's always been like, I can't even like think about one Christmas out of all the Christmases that really stood out to me in that way, simply because that's always just being able to spend time with family, with my loved ones. And this year, I'll be able to actually, I'm talking like on Christmas Day, not like Christmas Eve, day after Christmas. I'm talking specifically Christmas Day. That's always been the highlight. And this year, all the fingers crossed. If I could cross my toes, I would, but I don't have that kind of talent yet. I'll be able to spend Christmas with my girlfriend.
What do you mean? we can't just, no. I try to get past it, but like, do you mean curl your toes? Do you mean curl?
No, man. We crossing toes. We crossing toes like this. Okay. People can't see like my fingers. I'm literally crossing my fingers. That's a skill. When you know your toes, that's a skill. See, Jesse couldn't let it fly. Derek and Josh gonna let that fly. Jesse couldn't let it fly.
It sounds like just another. It sounds like an innuendo for curling. Like, what
do you mean? Jesse, talk about your favorite Christmas memories, man. What's yours?
Man, my favorite. Man, I kind of been cheating, been like just dropping them out throughout the entire podcast, right from saying that the day after Christmas, me and my family make decadent desserts. And, you know, we listen to James Brown from watching Friday 3 with my family and making laughs. So, you know, clearly those are my other two, or, you know, watching my dad not be existent in my life during Christmas. You know, all these things take off. He gonna probably listen to this and beat my ass, bro. He's like, nigga, I bought you that Scooby-Doo that year. He probably going to. Love you, Dad. But I guess one of my favorite Christmas memories is how we are essentially taking the torch and creating our own family traditions. Like, I always call y'all brothers. And I love how, for anyone like who is really close to me, I call them brothers, I call them sisters. Like, straight up. And I try my best to always hang out with them or try to do like gift exchanges. So particularly for us, when we did our gift exchange last year, that was really awesome to me. I love that, man. Like, I mean, boy, Derek, let me tell y'all what I did for Derek G.
Bro, talk about, look, let the people know, Jesse, because y'all need friends like Jesse, bro. He gave me, it was cozy season indeed when he gave me that jacket. It was, man.
I got that, man. Like, Josh always gives the budget for what we supposed to do. And I'm like, okay.
It was supposed to be like $50, bro.
Jesse said, nah, man. Skip that. He said, I'm going to spend X amount of dollars. Like, however much you spend on art. You walked in there with a bag. Like, everybody else had like
one bag.
It was like a bag of stuff. I'm like,
bag, bro. Like,
thanks, Jesse. It's the best Christmas ever.
Nigga had candy, bro. Like, we went all out that year. And like, bro, I did so much for the Secret Synergy. And the thing that like really like be making me laugh so hard is like Josh gave me one person. What I love about that Christmas memory last year was that Josh, it finally just came full circle and accept I'm just gonna break rules. Cause like he didn't even say nothing. Cause I got him something. He was like, okay. He was like, okay, you know, it's for Derek, but okay. I also gave somebody else who attended the party a gift too. But you know, if you're listening out there, I want my fucking gift back. So you know.
Wow, we own that tonight, huh? So I want it back.
What? Why are you like this, bro? That's water under the bridge, bro.
Wow.
You know, that's my favorite Christmas gift. Josh, as I sit here and sip this knock.
My favorite, you know, like everyone has said, is, you know, it's definitely all about spending time with their family. You know, I wish I was able to go home to Chicago this year, see my mom, see my grandma, and all that kind of stuff. Not going to be able to, but we'll, you know, create new traditions and all that good stuff. However, my favorite was when we started doing the gift exchange a few years ago, and we actually decided it was the second year that we did an exchange, but instead of actually doing Secret Santa and all that sort of stuff, we were like, you know, let's go grab a few letters from like the post office and all that kind of stuff and give like the gifts to the kids instead of doing it for ourselves. And so I remember Jesse and I were at, we were at the mall, at Chicago Ridge Mall. We were buying up, you know, whatever was on the Christmas list and all that kind of stuff. Some little boy asked for like a Spider-Man mask and some gloves and like boxing gloves. And we were like, bro, I hope he's not out here like beating people's ass like after Christmas, just punching people out. Like,
no, he doing it in the Spider-Man mask too. So nobody
yeah,
knows
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, boom,
like, he running up on folks.
Spider-Man traded his vest for gloves, bro.
The hands, like,
spider hands, spider.
Oh man, but yeah, that's one of my favorite memories because it was just like, you know, it felt obviously, you know, Jesse and I made jokes the entire time we were buying, we were buying stuff, but it also felt really good to like, you know, because we were like sophomores or juniors in college at that point, it just felt good to do something for somebody else, especially someone else that believed in Santa and keeping the idea of Santa alive. For those three or four kids that we sponsored that year, so
if we doing that, bro, then my favorite memory was when I sent out turkeys to St. Jude's Hospital. That was like one of my favorite ones.
Do you always have to just one up me? Like, is that what this is? That was the shared memory that we have. And you're like, yeah, I did this. Like, bro,
we just talking, bro.
I gave blood on Christmas Day, like, bro, like, okay, like,
I don't know why they needed turkeys that day, but like, turkey.
Y'all better be out here giving back to the community. Yeah.
That's how you rinse it.
Okay.
You gotta do it.
I'm sorry. That was a beautiful story, Josh, what you guys are doing for the community is beautiful, but I can't get over the mental image of like a 4'10" little kid in a Spider-Man mask and boxing gloves, like running up on somebody and just knocking the hell out so cold. Like,
beep, 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 beep.
And they short, so they like go for the knees and they just done. And they steal their wallet. That's what y'all were aiding right there.
How much y'all wanted to bet that kid was from out west? The out west slander continues.
No, and with that being said, I hope that everyone has a very merry and festive Christmas. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to my co-hosts, as always, Jesse Pink, Kobe Price, Derek Small. Thank you to Dre for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Thank you to Jazzer and Kingboard for the outro music. And catch us next week for our last podcast of 2020. But until then, stay safe, y'all. Have a happy holidays. Peace.
Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Twitter and Instagram at It's Just Jokes. Facebook page coming real soon, y'all. Love y'all.
The ad is jokes_podcast. You got to get it right, bro. They're going to be looking up the wrong thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I'm off the nog, y'all. I told y'all.
They're going to be looking up them other jokers.
Man, them other jokers, a.k.a. my ex. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great night. Be safe.
Shout out to all my alternative blacks.
This too hot, Scorpio.